Tantor Audio presents Geo by Elizabeth Reyes, narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Prologue. The bloody mouthpiece flying through the air in slow motion as Trinidad's lifeless body hit the floor was just one of the things from that day that would forever be seared into Giovanni Bravo's memory. The screaming was the other. The ref jumped in front of Gio as if he'd even think of still going after Trinidad. Trinidad lay there completely out, and within minutes, it was chaos. He wasn't breathing. The buzzing in Gio's ears got louder as the medics jumped into the ring and began trying resuscitation. People in the audience stood in motionless silence, most holding their hands to their mouths, looking as stunned as Gio felt. He froze where he stood, not even noticing that Abel and Jack stood by his side. They started CPR on Trinidad, pounding forcefully on his chest. That's when the screaming started. The paramedics placed him on a stretcher, continuing to pound on his chest. Trinidad's pregnant wife's screams grew louder as a few people struggled to hold her back.
"You okay?"
Jack asked, looking very concerned. Gio glanced at him for a moment, nodding. But his eyes went back to the stretcher now being rushed out of the stadium.
"He's not responding,"
he heard himself say.
"He'll be okay,"
Abel said, placing his hand on Gio's shoulder.
"He just went down pretty hard."
Trinidad was pronounced dead before he ever reached the hospital. Dead at only 22. And Gio had killed him. Chapter 1. The broadcaster on the small television in Gio's garage stood outside the cemetery where services for Trinidad.